The South Dakota Supreme Court heard arguments for a shorter sentence on Tuesday, October 1st, from a murderer who was 17 years old when he committed the crime. As his sentence now stands, Carlos Quevedo comes up for parole when he's 62 years old. He wants the court to expand the leniency for juvenile offenders established in a 2012 U.S. Supreme Court opinion, Miller v. Alabama. In January 2017, 45-year-old Casey Lord was stabbed 38 times and left to bleed to death in the parking lot of the Rapid City convenience store where she worked. Security video helped police to find the killer, 17-year-old Carlos Quevedo. That same video convinced Quevedo he committed the crime, although he said he didn't remember. On the day of the murder, he took cold pills, smoked pot, drank Sprite laced with cough syrup, and split half a gallon of vodka with three friends. He says he blacked out, and when he awoke at a friend's house, the friend's dog was licking blood off his hand. Quevedo pleaded guilty to second-degree murder, and after a lengthy sentencing hearing, Seventh Circuit Judge Heidi Lindgren sentenced him to 90 years in prison. Under state law, he'll serve half before coming up for parole. Now Quevedo is asking the state Supreme Court to lessen his sentence. His attorney, Paul Eisenbron, tells justices that other states have recognized that rehabilitation is not meaningful if the inmate can't work toward aspects of adulthood such as career and family. Eisenbron says parole at 62 is a geriatric sentence.
Judge Lindgren spent an awful lot of time, I think 8 hours that day, taking testimony, taking cross-examination questions, and considering it very carefully herself. But she didn't have the opportunity to consider this under the auspices of Knoll and Bear Cloud.
Knoll and Bear Cloud are cases in Iowa and Wyoming that were decided after Miller. Eisenbron says they established precedent in those states that sentences must consider the opportunity for a meaningful life after release. Assistant Attorney General Ann Meyer says Judge Lindgren considered Quevedo's positive record in school and his dysfunctional family, as well as the possibility that he will kill again if he becomes intoxicated.
She still gave him a chance to reform. He has a light at the end of the tunnel, the glimmer of hope that's mentioned in Springer at 62. Now it's up to him.
Justices express concern that Quevedo is asking for an expansion of Miller that won't allow a case-by-case examination. They'll issue an opinion at a later date. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.